The Folk Alliance musicians who took over a downtown hotel in Memphis, Tennessee for 5 days of performances were doing it not for the applause of fans, but to win over potential booking agents, managers, music critics, and radio programmers. In other words, the people who might boost their career. Among the performers was Nashville's Jeff Black.
Hey, I know what you want from me. I've given all that I can give. You believe what you believe. I think I need my soul to live.
Jeff Black already has a booking agent. His CDs are regularly played by many of the radio programmers who attend Folk Alliance. So what drew him to the conference?
I think just the opportunity to come down and play and, you know, see old friends. I may find out about a venue or an acoustic music series or something that I didn't know about that I'll get a chance to go play. They do call it kind of a conference, but it's more about music than anything else. I don't come here with any expectations. I come here expecting to play, and that's about it. Share some songs and tell some stories.
While many of the performers at Folk Alliance are relatively unknown, others like Rosalie Sorrells, Peggy Seeger, and the Roaches have been in the business for decades. So has Dan Navarro, one half of Loewen and Navarro, the other half being Eric Loewen. That pair is probably best known outside the Folk Alliance for writing hits for artists like Pat Benatar, who had a huge hit with their song We Belong. Loewen and Navarro released their first album in 1990 and their ninth, Hogging the Covers, last year. It's a bit different than their previous releases because this time, Loewen and Navarro are singing the songs of Gordon Lightfoot, Tom Petty, and even Van Morrison.
When that foghorn blows, I want to hear it. I don't have to fear it. Just like way back in the days of old, and magnificently we will float into the mystic.
So what is a typical day here like for you?
My day this morning started out with a meeting with two board members. I'm on the board of Folk Alliance. Immediately from that into a discussion with ASCAP and BMI about how to deal with licensing fees for tiny venues that may not be able to afford the fees, followed by a group panel that I attended where the licensing organizations announced some of their decisions and their processes to the community at large. I followed that with a performance in a room. There are performances in hotel rooms. If you're afraid of performing before 1,000 people, figure out what it's like to perform before 5 people. And that's a full house. It's a fear eliminator because it actually throws you immediately in touch with your fear. I did that for 20 minutes. From that, I co-led a panel on arrangement, on how to arrange your music, with probably about 20, I call them kids, but they were of all different age groups, who want to know how to maximize their recording. And now I'm here talking to you. From this, I'm going to go grab some sort of meal. I've got 4 showcases tonight, each of about 20 minutes apiece. And I'm going to stay up very, very late because people play music all hours here.
Every year, there seems to be one artist at Folk Alliance who becomes the talk of the conference. To find out who got all the buzz this year, we turn to Louis J. Myers, executive director of the Folk Alliance.
Anthony DaCosta just turned 16, just finished his 5th CD.
What makes him so special?
Quality of his songwriting, the quality of his presence, the incredibly unaffected view that he has of the world at barely 16 years old. My prediction at this point is he will be our first superstar artist from Folk Alliance. I'm talking multi-platinum, long-term career. I would not be surprised if we start hearing major recording artists cutting his songs within the next year.
For more about Folk Alliance, visit their website, folk.org. That is F-O-L-K. Anthony DaCosta's new CD is called Rearrange. This song is Hey Baby. I'm Catherine Cole.